this.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Native Wisdom Film Festival on Saturday, April 15th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Northwest Film Center in Portland. The Native Wisdom Films Festival features four recent films directed by Lawrence Johnson: The People of the Caribou, The People of the Oregon Coast, The People of the Well, and The People of the Oregon Interior. Accompanying the films is a selection of shorts made by students in the Wisdom's Native Film Academy. Again, that's the Native Wisdom Films Festival, Saturday, April 15th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Northwest Film Center, Whistle Auditorium, 1219 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, April 6th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio. And you know, in these times, maybe we're normative somewhat, since apart from breaking every law right down the road, what this administration has done is destroyed everything that we think of as normative in terms in government and society, and what we have thought of as American, dare I say, culture. But the idea of a norm, the accepted idea of norms governing behavior, this is a part of and apart from at the same time what we think of as manners. I suppose in another time and place we might have been speaking of manners, good manners and bad, but now we're talking about norms which govern behavior of our elected officials and our public intellectuals too. These have been trampled. These have been mocked and shredded. And how we are going to restore what we think of as norms to American social structures, I don't know how we're going to do that. I don't know how we're going to restore any of it. But do we want to restore anything? Do we really want that? Maybe we ought to be looking to the future and creating new norms and creating a new culture and new paradigms for American society to live by. So out of the destruction. To which end, we're going to be speaking with Mazen Khamsir today. Mazen is a professor volunteer and director of the Palestine Museum of Natural History. He is also the director of the Palestine Institute of Biodiversity and Sustainability and a lifelong activist. Before we get to that, letting you know that we are your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Weather today, well, take a look. It's raining. It's in places, mine for example, it's bucketing down. We expect that to continue, looking at a high today of 62 and light winds. Tonight, rain continuing and a low around 47, winds around 13 miles per hour, could gust up as high as 20 miles per hour. So for tomorrow, Friday, rain continuing with a high around 59 and breezy. We've got a south wind, 11 to 16, gusting 18 to 20. 23, it says. I can tell you, it's gusting up 423 at my place. And for Friday night, tomorrow night, lows around 43. Winds 8 to 17 again, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. That's more like it. And rain continues. As I said before, our guest today is Mazen Khamsir. Much is going on in occupied Palestine. Much is going on. Much of what Mazen is concerned with is what we would here refer to perhaps as normative behavior. Because in a country such as Palestine, which is constantly besieged by a nation that is armed to the teeth with state-of-the-art ordnance, with every sort of military contraption and whatever the latest military gimmickry is, constantly barraged. If a child throws a rock, they could be mowed down by the latest automatic weaponry. That said, Mazen Khamsir continues to wage a war on the forces of disruption and violence, the settler movement, which of course Netanyahu continues to build a fire, and the U.S. continues to fuel that fire. In places like Bethlehem, this is not it's better than, let's just say, it's better than Gaza, but all along the wall, which it's tempting to imagine Donald Trump looking with envious eyes at the behavior of the Israelis and their inveterate wall building, and thinking that perhaps Trump took some of his ideas from that wall, and we'll see what happens when the rocks begin to fly over here in the West. So we wait for to get Mazen on the line. Until then, it is important to mention that of course now the Republicans are going to invoke their so-called nuclear option, and instead of a 60%, they're going to say that now it's it only requires 51% to put punt Neil Gorsuch over the top. What a choice! In times like these, when it is more important than ever for this Donald Trump to be the president of all the American people, not just a handful of extremists who still support him. And let me tell you, some of the people who were on the fence and did not like Hillary Clinton, and it's one thing to not like somebody, it's another to realize it was quite obviously not an election, and that we could have forestalled a coup, but many people whose egos and self-flattery just couldn't resist the opportunity to vote against Hillary Clinton. They decided that they were going to do that and tell all their friends what cocky little numbers they were. Never occurred to them to go and do the right thing and then tell everyone who wanted to listen to them that they'd voted for a write-in, or they voted for someone else, or they hadn't voted at all. Very easy to do, because you know what? Voting is still private. It would have been no skin off them at all. And now we have now we are in the aftermath, the ruins of America, in the aftermath of a coup d'etat. That's what we have to call it. And it surprises me. That word had flew around a bit, but it apparently has had its wings clipped. But nonetheless, I would still maintain and insist that what happened was not an election, it was a coup d'etat. And today, of course, Neil Gorsuch, 40 years, one of the most extreme right-wing bigots that has ever been on the Supreme Court, which is a body theoretically non-political, non-partisan. Where does that enter into the discussion? But then, of course, you don't need to take these sort of things into consideration when you have managed to engineer a coup d'etat without anyone noticing. As long as people still enjoy themselves twittering and prancing around on the decks of various social networking platforms, well, all's well, you know. It's a democracy, isn't it? That said, I think we can safely say that Neil Gorsuch is a shoo-in, and we can loudly bray, "Not my president," all we want. But in fact, he is, and we are responsible. We need to take responsibility. No, we're not running to Canada. We caused this mess, and we're going to have to be. The grown-ups aren't coming to fix this. We have to fix it ourselves, because we're responsible for it, all of us. I do hope that we are able to speak with Marcin Kamsiev. He has a great deal to say on this, and a great deal to say on the deleterious effects of AIPAC on civil society. There is the news coming out of occupied Palestine would literally bring someone like me to the point of tears. I choke up when I read it, because it is in fact so beautiful. Just to finish up on our American political landscape of this week. Donald Trump is going to be meeting with Xi Jinping today at a resort at Disneyland for grown-ups. I'm sure that Donald Trump thinks that he's impressing Xi Jinping. I do not think that this is the case. I think he's the laughing stock. It's a good thing that Americans never learn to speak other languages, because if they did, they would be able to understand what the talk and what is being said about Donald Trump and his unfortunate decision to stage his big his big duet, his pas de deux with Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago. That's certainly impressive. I'm sure that Ping would be furious if he took Donald Trump seriously at all. He's, of course, going to run circles around Donald, who has no concept of diplomacy, no concept. He would, I imagine, like to think of himself as a latter-day Machiavelli, but that is missing the point entirely. Ping is going to make him look like the fool that he is. And on that note, and unfortunately we're not able to speak with Mazen Kamsia today. It's not always easy to speak with someone in occupied Palestine. For some mysterious reason, phone lines get jammed, and we're not able to have conversations. This, however, has been a conversation for us between your community radio and you, the community, and we thank you so much for participating in the life of community radio. This has been, of course, Aircascadia for Thursday, April 6, 2017. Rock Bergeron engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Rock. And Derek Crooks, of course, is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.